Thank you very much for choosing us today. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, Miss B, and it's three women in the studio who smell good, who look good, and it's my favorite thing ever. Today, we are joined by a very young woman doing very big things, where she is the founder of April Crochets, Shelly Mabaso. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming, and we just found out that what she's wearing, you made yesterday.
Yes, of course. I did it
yesterday. That's insane.
I wanted to impress you guys.
We're impressed. We are very impressed.
I'm honored if you are.
Tell me about this journey, Shelly, and where it started.
Okay, so with April Crochet, it started out as a hobby, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after varsity and I had to drop out because of like financial constraints,
yeah.
I found myself back at home with nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm into craft. I'm into anything that she uses your hands, right?
Yeah.
So I saw people making crochet stuff on YouTube and I was like, oh, why don't I also spend time like doing it also, you know, like as a hobby and doing it for myself. And then people saw it, they saw my things and they were like, oh, wanted to. They started wanting to buy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can turn this thing into a business, and which I did. In 2024, I registered my business, April Crochet Studio.
April Crochet's Studio. Let's talk about that name, April Crochet's.
Yes.
How did you kind of come to realizing that this is the name that you want to call your business?
Okay, so let's say my surname. I love where I come from.
Yeah.
And, you know, I honor my family in a way that is unimaginable for me.
Aww.
So like I wanted my surname to be part of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want the Mabaso per se,
yeah.
You know, I wanted to make it cool and young and fresh, because I'm also young and fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, we have April in English, which is like the month, but in Siswati it's Mabaso.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's Mabasa, but I think it's one and the same thing. Then I was like, okay, I'm going with April instead of Mabas.
I love that. You're a creative at heart. And
yes,
I think, you know, the name of your business and what you do is able to tell us that you are a very creative person. But as a creative person, I really wonder, I mean, sometimes when it's very dark in your life, it can be very hard to find inspiration to even crochet. So where do you get your inspiration from?
Truly speaking, what you're saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And it has happened for me too, but I think it all stems from like being passionate about what you do, right?
Yeah.
Because I am passionate about crocheting, and when the time comes and I find myself in those dark spaces or places, I usually like go back to like why I started it.
Yeah.
You know, like the love I have for crocheting, and you know, not taking it as a business or anything that I want to do it to impress others, but like my love for it, right? And like the creative juices, they usually come back. They don't go away for too long.
Yeah.
They do come back, and I'm like, oh, I wanna do this thing so bad, you know, and like I get right back up to it, you know. So there's definitely those times. And also my mom, she is also a creative.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, she does beadwork.
Oh, nice,
crocheting.
Nice.
Yeah. So like when I see her busy doing her thing, she inspires me to also like, you know, start, get back up and do my thing also.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, passion. Passion is a lot because it can be good and bad.
Yeah.
And I think before it gets really great, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And your business is still a little baby.
Yes.
How's that journey of business been for you?
It has definitely not been easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy because I never took it as a business from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a business when I started, right? So I didn't have that mindset that I'm like, okay, I'm going to start a crochet business. No, it was just me and being creative and doing my thing, right?
Yeah.
So when I had to turn it into a business and now like having to balance business and the creative side, I faced a lot of challenges, like lots. So like I had to learn how to promote, how to market, how to engage with our customers. And I'm an introvert. So like
you're the everything in your business.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to learn from scratch on how to manage a business. But luckily I had support from like agencies like CEDA. I don't know if you have it. Yes. Yeah. So like they do provide those classes that like will workshop you on how to manage a business, how to keep the books of your business, you know. And like I stay around people who are doing businesses, so like they do help and mentor me and like, you know, along those lines.
Well, I love that you mentioned the government stakeholders that are there to assist you. Let's talk about that and the importance of that, because so many times do we hear young people say there are no jobs, you know, it's hard to start a business, but there's a lot of them that don't know that there are a lot of different stakeholders that are there to support.
Yes, definitely there are. I can say it's just the lack of information, but there is help out there for like especially small businesses. Like if you want to start, luckily for me, I was recruited by CEDA, so through the municipality, because I also work part time for a modeling agency called Miss Nkomazi.
Nice.
Yeah. So the Miss Nkomazi works hand in hand with the municipality. So like while doing that, I was also introduced to CEDA. Then like CEDA took me under their wing and they've been like ushering me ever since.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
so like
nice.
You know, I would encourage like small business owners to go like to the nearest CEDA branches and register their names there and like be part of the CEDA family, because they do help a lot. Starting my business, they gave me like branding materials, they invite me to workshops, you know, like pop-up markets, stuff like that. That exposes me and my business. So like
lovely.
Yeah,
we are running out of time, but I want to find out about this beautiful outfit that you made, should we say, in less than 24 hours at this point. Tell me about this fit.
Okay. I'm new into knitting.
Okay.
Many people will see it. I knitted it.
Okay.
So like, yeah, I knitted it in a day and I wanted something that was like bubbly, that was fun.
And it is,
you know,
bubbly.
I wanted to match the energy of my dress.
Oh.
So I made it like this and I felt sexy in it. And so like, it was just something that came from my heart and I wanted to like you know, expose it.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I think you look amazing. You said you're new to knitting. Is there a difference between knitting and crocheting?
Oh, yes, there is.
What is crocheting?
Crocheting is hook. You use one hook and your wool.
Okay.
Yes, then with knitting, two sticks and
I don't know. Yeah. It's a bit insane for me.
Anything, like, can I add that crocheting or knitting is not a skill for grandmas. Like, it's for us youth.
I mean, look at you now. You're selling, you know, what you use with your hands. And I love that.
Thank you.
We have a huge number of the youth that's sitting at home, Shelley. They are not working, they have degrees, or they're much like you, they could not finish school or could not go to school at all because of financial constraints. What do we say to the youth that can do something with their hands but are not utilizing that?
What I can say to them is that if you know you have that passion for whatever skill you have, please start. Just that. And you, like, I know there's fear that no, maybe it won't work, no, maybe it won't go for what people won't like it. You will never know until you start.
True.
So that is what I also had to do. I just started and like things started happening after. So start. Don't judge yourself, don't belittle yourself. Whatever idea you have, start it right now.
Absolutely.
And reach out to those agencies that help small businesses.
True.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Where can we get you on our social media platforms, your business page, if anybody's interested in getting some of these beautiful, beautiful ensembles?
You can find me on Facebook. I'm April Crochet. On also on Instagram, it's same name, April Crochets. Like, you can search the name Crochet, because most people, they have a hard time with writing it. But yeah, it's April Crochets. Then soon we'll be having a TikTok account. Currently, we do not have, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Then you can also find us on WhatsApp with the number 063-67-51-338.
All right. How much would this be? Like, from the hat to the dress, how much would that be?
For you, it'll be like $450.
No, but I mean, just in general, for me, you heard that, right, Miss B? For me. But just in general, for a customer who's really interested in your stuff, how much would this be?
Okay, with this dress, I charge like how long it took and you know the creativity of it. So the dress alone, it should be $400.
Okay.
Yes, then the hat is $150.
I love the hat. Very creative.
Thank you.
Very different. I really wish you all the best with your journey with April Crochets, with, you said Miss Ngomas, right?
Yes, Ms.
Ngomas. I wish you all the very best. I'm very excited to see where you're going to be in the next 5 years.
Same.
It's very, very interesting what you do. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's Raz FM.